You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Thursday, April 4th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Indian markets largely remained flat on Wednesday. For a second consecutive day, benchmark indices closed in the red, with both Nifty and Sensex ending the day less than 0.1% below their previous close. In 2020, the Central Government Production-Linked Incentive, or PLI scheme, hailed by the Commerce Ministry with an outlay of more than 2 trillion rupees, the scheme aimed at supporting manufacturing growth in 14 different sectors spanning across industries such as electronics, pharma, and textile, among others. The government is now set to tweak the flagship scheme by periodically reviewing its performance across different sectors and making necessary adjustments. This move aims to revitalize sectors lagging in progress and potentially eliminate the scheme in areas lacking investor interest and advancement. While the scheme has seen varying degrees of success across sectors, with electronics and pharmaceuticals among the beneficiaries, others like IT hardware and textiles have shown slower progress. Mint's senior assistant editor, Rick Kundu, reports on the government's proactive approach, which includes restructuring the scheme for underperforming sectors, enhancing efficiency, and positioning Indian manufacturers on the global stage. Moody's, Fitch, Standards & Poor's. If you follow business or economy news, you have probably heard these names a lot. These are sovereign debt rating agencies which rate countries based on their creditworthiness. These rating agencies grade countries based on several factors such as economic conditions, political climate, and their ability to pay back a loan. The grades stretch from AAA for a country with a good credit score to D for countries that are unlikely to pay back the loan. Now an Indian player is set to jump into the sovereign debt rating game. CARE Ratings Limited is set to debut in sovereign debt ratings, beginning with Asia and Africa and eventually targeting Europe. To facilitate this expansion, the company is establishing CARE Edge Global IFSC Limited in Gift City, focusing initially on countries like Nepal, Mauritius, and South Africa, where it has a footprint. Speaking to Mint's senior editors, Shyan Ghosh and Satish John, Mehul Pandya, the managing director and CEO of CARE Edge, talked about the strategic move towards rating foreign currency denominated debt through the Gift City subsidiary. March saw a surge in the sales of electric two-wheelers across the country. More than 1.3 lakh electric scooters and bikes were sold in March. The reason? Consumers rushed to capitalize on the soon-to-be-reduced government subsidies, which were cut by more than half. But it's not all rosy for the electric two-wheeler makers. In fact, the numbers tell a completely different story. FY24 recorded the slowest EV adoption rate since FY21, primarily affected by a significant subsidy reduction last June. This reduction slashed the subsidy from covering 40% of the ex-factory price to just 15%. This marked a stark contrast to the almost six-fold rise in e-scooter sales witnessed in FY21 after the FAME-II subsidy was tweaked. Mint's Autos correspondents Alicia Sachdev and Manjul Paul report on the dwindling number of e-scooter sales, which follows a slash in government subsidies. It was 24th September 2007, a regular Monday for the rest of the world. But that day in South Africa's Johannesburg, something significant happened that would change India's sporting landscape forever. When Pakistan's Misbah ul Haq scooped Indian pacer Joginder Sharma's delivery towards short fine leg, he was caught by Srishant. With that catch, India did not only beat Pakistan at the finals of the T20 World Cup, but also started a domino effect that would bring forth one of the biggest sporting leagues in the world. After India beat its arch rival and won the World Cup, this new format became all the rage. Capitalizing on better watchability of this three-hour-long format of the gentleman's game, BCCI launched its very own cricket league, the Indian Premier League. cricket hasn't looked back since then in India. Since its inception in 2008, the IPL has emerged as a financial powerhouse, significantly influencing the sports sponsorship, endorsement, and advertising landscape in India. A report by Group M highlights that investments in these areas have escalated from 2,423 crore rupees to 15,766 crore rupees in 2023. IPL commanded an astonishing 87% share of last year's total spend. This dominance is underscored by a brand finance report showing the IPL's brand valuation surged by 433% in 2023, crossing the $10 billion milestone. The IPL's unparalleled popularity and financial success, driven by a massive 430 million TV audience, contrasts sharply with other sports leagues. Despite their efforts, these leagues struggle to match the IPL's appeal, with even the Pro Kabaddi League, the second most popular, reaching only 226 million views. The disparity in financial and viewer support highlights the challenging landscape for other sports leagues attempting to emulate the IPL's success model. Mint's senior editor, Varuni Khosla, takes a deep dive into the modalities of the financial juggernaut that is the Indian Premier League. Vistara is grappling with a series of flight cancellations and delays. According to the airline, inadequate crew rostering is to blame. Now the carrier is looking to curtail its network for the month of May, people close to the development told Mint Sri J. Sinha. CEO Vinod Kannan addressed the issue with pilots after widespread disruptions led to passenger inconvenience. The airline's inability to manage pilot schedules, especially in March, resulted in operational chaos due to a significant rise in unplanned sick leaves. Vistara, merging with Air India under the Tata Group, is transitioning to a uniform pay structure affecting pilot salaries and potentially contributing to the disruptions. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tip, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.